Brian, thank you for joining me today.
Kelly, thank you for having us on the show.
All right, catch us up. Talk to us about some background for the Delaware Botanic Gardens, and then we're going to get into where we stand right now because of COVID-19. Talk to us, give us some background about the Delaware Botanic Gardens.
Well, sure. We're one of the newest gardens in the country, and we're located on the beautiful Delmarva Peninsula. We have a 37-acre garden located in Dagsborough, Delaware, just about a mile off of Main Street in Dagsborough. And our garden has been built almost exclusively by volunteers. So about 7 years ago, our original board members dreamed of having a botanic garden in southern Delaware. And they wanted to build this garden for the enjoyment of all. And we have a very central education mission, which I love and am very fond of. And so, as you mentioned, we opened in September of 2019 after breaking ground over 4 years ago. And we celebrate the natural and native plants of the Delmarva region. We have several gardens for our guests to enjoy. And as you mentioned, we were hoping to reopen in March, but because of the pandemic, we have not yet opened for this season.
Yeah, so, you know, you alluded to the fact you were supposed to open 2 months ago. We're now into May. For many, spring really is a season of hope, anticipation, growth, and surprises. And spring has really been full of surprises this year with COVID-19. Where do we stand right now as far as seeing the Delaware Botanic Gardens possibly reopen later this summer or fall?
Well, we've been very busy, even though that we've been closed. And so, you know, while we've not been welcoming guests to the gardens, we've been very active in building new gardens and working on projects for when we do open, hopefully later in 2020. So, you know, the last several months, we've expanded our woodlands. So initially when we opened, we had 6 of our 12 acres of the woodland gardens opened, and now we've opened 12 acres for our guests to enjoy. We've been planting our Rhine garden, which is the garden that greets our visitors and our guests when they arrive. So it's the first garden that they'll see. And this was a wonderful partnership with DENREC, the Delaware Department of Natural Resources. We got a grant from them to help plant that garden and demonstrate how you can slow runoff from the parking area with native plants. So even though we've been closed, we've been very busy here. Our staff have been going nonstop. And, you know, we want to open as quickly as we can, but we're also cautious of our team here. And so, as I mentioned, the gardens have been built and are maintained by volunteers. And many of our volunteers are in that, you know, maybe 65 and over. And so we want to be cautious of their health, but we also are cautious of the health of our guests that would be coming to the gardens and our staff. So we've been following the guidances of the CDC and, of course, Governor Carney. And we still aren't sure when we'll be opening the gardens for guests. We're hoping that it might be this summer sometime, but we aren't sure of an actual date yet. And another thing that we've been doing, Kelly, you mentioned that spring is a time for gardens, and you know so much happens with plants and nature in the springtime, and we're really conscientious of that. We don't want our guests and our members and even our volunteers to miss out on what's happening here in the gardens. So we've been building these virtual tours so that we can invite guests to the gardens virtually. And we've been very active on our social media, on our Facebook, on our Instagram, and on our website to show images of what's going on at the gardens.
What is in bloom right now, Brian?
Well, we have a beautiful 2-acre meadow garden that was designed by world-famous plantsman Pete Udolph, and that's really starting to come into its own. Late May, and I would say most of June, is when that garden comes into peak bloom. And so in the garden right now, we have phlox, which is so fragrant, a beautiful pink phlox. We have blue star Amsonia, which is a blue-flowering native perennial. We have yarrow. We have baptisia that are coming into bloom right now. The grasses are starting to green up. And so There's so many different colors and textures that are gracing the gardens as we speak.
Well, virtually is a great way to get this out there. But, you know, I hate to be Debbie Downer, but you can't smell all the lovely flowers virtually. That's the only problem with it.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, our mission is to be welcoming. Our mission is to be educational. Our mission is to be accessible. And so as soon as it's safe, we hope to open those gates for our guests and members and the community to enjoy.
All right. So tell me what else you guys have been doing while the gardens have been closed due to COVID-19.
So I mentioned earlier that we had expanded the pathways through our woodland gardens and that we've been working on planting of a new garden. But we've also been working on a wonderful collaborative project with the Center for Inland Bays and the Delaware Department of Natural Resources to get a permit and install a living shoreline along our Pepper Creek waterfront. And so as many of our guests who've visited the gardens before know, we are experiencing sea level rise here at our site and at our garden, and we really are concerned about that. And so we're working with DNREC and we're working with the Center for Inland Bays to install a living shoreline that will protect and hopefully rehabitate the shoreline with native plants, and using some innovative methods that we can demonstrate here at the gardens so that our guests and our community can learn from.
This is all so great. I can't wait for you guys to open. I never made it down there last year when the Delaware Botanic Gardens first opened. And when you guys do reopen finally after COVID-19, I plan to make that one of my, put that on my agenda, first things to do on my agenda. So this is going to be fantastic. How many acres are there total now?
So we have a 37-acre site, but of that 37 acres, we have about, I'd say, 16 or 17 that are open for our guests to enjoy. So we do have a master plan. As I mentioned before, this garden is brand new, and you know, originally it was a soybean field, and so we are working on building the gardens and acting on that master plan. And so we'll expand into those other 37 acres as soon as we can. But for right now, we have about, I'd say about 16 acres that our guests can walk through and enjoy when they come to visit.
Brian, you recently got a grant, too, from the Longwood Foundation, I believe.
That's correct. We did.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, many years ago, one of our first successful grants was from the Longwood Foundation. And that truly provided the seed money that we needed to get established and to build our garden. And so the grant that we just recently received from the Longwood Foundation will enable us to expand our professional staff, and specifically to expand our staff to help develop the gardens, to raise funds, and to generate additional revenue so that we can act on that master plan and fulfill our mission.
And you've installed restrooms, I believe, too. We don't want to leave that out.
No, we don't want to leave that out. That's very important. Currently, Kelly, we have portable toilets. And so we were very fortunate in the last bond bill to get some funding to connect into the municipal water with a sewer. And so we've been working with a very award-winning landscape architecture firm, SEA Studio. A gentleman named Scott Edmonston has been very generous to the gardens and has given a pro bono design to us for beautiful restrooms that fit the aesthetic of our gardens and the region here of Delmarva. And so we used that design to write a grant again to DNREC, to Delaware Department of Natural Resources, to implement some green technologies such as vertical gardens, a rain garden, a cistern, rain chains, so we can demonstrate how you can redistribute water and runoff from these impervious surfaces. And so we're very excited about the restroom. They haven't been built yet. We're hopeful that over the next few months we'll be in construction with those, and we'll be having wonderful facilities for our guests to enjoy when they come to the gardens.
All right, let's just remind people quickly, we're talking to Brian Trader. Brian is the Deputy Executive Director and Director of Horticulture at the Delaware Botanic Gardens, located along Pepper Creek in Dagsboro in Sussex County. Brian, anything else about the gardens that people can look forward to when you guys eventually open this season?
I think just to know that this is a place where people can come, relax, enjoy. It is almost exclusively outside, so you're in nature. We have beautiful plants, we have beautiful birds, and nature abounds all around you. And then the scenes of Pepper Creek, we just encourage everyone to, when it's safe and we're reopened, to come out and support the gardens and to know that we're here for our community.